Kamar. I'm Cloud Security Architect and a blogger. And you are listening to The Kamar Nomani Show, a weekly podcast where I talk about tech, productivity, and life skills. I'm glad that you played this episode even after reading the title. Passion is highly overrated and most discussed topic, and it has always been. We often ask, what should I do with my life? What is my passion? Or what is my life purpose? Let me tell you one thing before you proceed. In this episode, I'm not going to tell you what you should do with your life because I have no clue and I'm not a fortune teller. But hold on, then what am I going to talk about? Is this title of the episode misleading? See, in this episode, I'm going to ask you some questions that you must ask yourself and try answering. If possible, write those questions on paper and try answering by being honest to you. I also want to talk to you about one of many books which I have read on this topic. The book name is Find Your Passion, 25 Questions You Must Ask Yourself. Written by Henry Gentilla, a must-read book, less than 100 pages, available on Amazon or on Kindle as an ebook. These questions will help you in finding your passion and making your life purposeful. It has certainly helped me. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Kamar Nomani, and you are listening to The Kamar Nomani Show. I want to start this segment with this speech of Steve Jobs, which he gave at Stanford University in 2005. I'm sure you have heard this before. Please listen to this one more time, and then we will unfold the topic further.
Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love, and that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking, don't settle.
Steve Jobs said, people with passion can change the world for the better. What he really meant to say was, people with purpose can change the world for the better. We have all gotten confused with passion, especially in comparison to purpose. For example, I may be passionate about food or fitness, but I do not want to be chef or fitness trainer. Remember, passion equals fun and purpose equals impact. We want to strike a balance with both. And that is why people say that once you make the purpose and passion same, then it will be fun to impact, make impact, and ultimately you will feel that you have made your life purposeful. So maybe the focus should be on finding our zone of genius, what we are good at, and defining our career accordingly. Because we all are good at something or sometimes many things. Still, our primary concern remains same, isn't it? Passion. How do we find passion? And how do I know that what is my zone of genius? Finding and following passion is tough and sometimes scary and confusing journey. It is hardest than it to do till we realize that we are doing it all wrong. The good news is that this is normal. If you are confused, uncertain, and afraid, it is normal. Life is all about not knowing and then doing something anyway. In fact, it means you are pushing the boundaries. The other good thing in finding your passion is that you do not have to quit your job or make radical changes in your life. As Joseph Campbell says, follow your bliss and the universe will open door for you even where there were only walls. You need to be honest to yourself and ready to take tiny steps at a time. Let us get straight to the question now. Before I ask the first question, I highly recommend you to purchase this book and go slowly in reading. as it requires some input from you. My motive of this episode is to resonate you with some action. That action must be taken by you. It is slow reading book and ask you to note down answer to the questions. Trust me, writing answer to the question is quite helpful and crucial to achieve the purpose. With that said, the question one. The definition trap. How do you define passion? Have you ever looked at what your definition to passion is? Most people have not. We are trying to build a passionate life, all while no idea what it is. How can you know you have arrived if you do not know what you are after? When you look beyond, you will find that it is not about finding your passion. It's about waking up, feeling excited to be alive, and feeling grateful to be doing what you are doing. This does not happen overnight. Even now, as I'm doing work I love and following my passion, I still face challenges because that's how the game of life goes. Try writing your answer of passion. The second question is on end goal. Like, if you know your definition of passion, how will you know when you are living a passionate life? End goal. Maybe you are already living, but your definition of passion is missing. So once you know what your definition to passion is, it is crucial to know what you are living a passionate life. What are those signs that will tell you that you have arrived? The question three, on dreams come true, what will you do when you have found your passion? Once you are living a passionate life and everything is perfect, what will you do then? We all believe that if this X thing happens, I will be very happy. What if you are happy even that X thing does not happen? We all are waiting for something to happen so what are that X thing what you are waiting for? What's stopping you from doing what you want to do? What is stopping you from being happy right now? Question 4. What would you have to believe about yourself to live a passionate life? Belief plays important role. You know, it's what you believe you can get is what you will get it. So what would you have to believe to find and follow your passion? Do you think you are not worthy of doing something? Or maybe you have nothing to share with the world? What is your belief that is missing? Find out. Question 5. What do other people ask you about? Like, we all have someone who is go-to for something, you know? Like, if you want to take relationship advice, there is a certain person in our circle where we go. If you want to find out about the best food in the city, we want to go to a certain person. Who are you in this go-to person? People go to you for what kind of concern? What do they ask you? What do they think that you are good at? Try finding those. Question 6 is on personality discovery. What is your personality? Like, have you tried thinking or checking what your personality is about? If you don't know, there are several personality tests which helps you decide what your personality is about. You can Google Myers-Briggs personality test or Enneagram test. But try writing by yourself first. The question 7 is on a strength. What comes easy to you? Like, there are many things that we do on a daily basis. Which of them comes very easy to you? Question 8 is on humble beginning. I'm not going to detail with the rest of the questions. I'm just trying to read out for you. Just go ahead with the book and read everything that is there. Each question is like kind of one chapter where it is being explained what author thinks about these questions and how he found out when he was struggling in his life. And he also gives you the roadblock, the possible roadblock, what kind of roadblock you may face while answering these questions, and also what you should do in order to get the answers to those questions, and after that what you should do. So it's definitely, you know, worth going reading this small book. It's less than 100 pages, and then it will definitely help you out. Question 8 is on humble beginning. What are or were your interests? 9 is on true desire. What do you really want? And 10 is, what don't you want? Question 11 is on quitting. Like, let's say if everything collapsed now, right now, like, what would happen if you gave up right now? If you don't do, if you don't try finding anything, what will happen? Are you scared not living what kind of life you are living right now? If you are scared, then you've got to write these answers. Yeah. Question 12 says, what is your inner voice whispering? You know, whatever we do, there is one sound that comes from inside. Like right now, while I'm recording, there is something in my head whispering that whether this recording is going well or not. So what is your inner voice whispering to you? Question 13 says, if you pretended to know, what would your passion be? Question 14, what would you do if you knew could not fail? Like, if you are sure that you will not fail, then what would you do? Then 15 is, it's a similar question. If you were guaranteed success, what would you do? Like, if someone says, see, at the end of the day, you are getting successful no matter what. What do you do? Would you do in that situation? Will you just sleep? Like, at the end of the day, I'm going to be successful. Why do I need to bother and find out? Or you will still try writing your answers. Question 16 says, in the future, when you are already living a passionate life, what advice would you give to the present you? Try finding. Question 17 says, what makes your blood boil? 18, when was the last time you were in a state of flow? 19 says, how does not knowing what you want stop you from taking next step? Like, if you don't know what exactly you want in your life, how does it stopping you from taking your next step? But not trying any other thing or not trying many things to find out what exactly do you want to know? To try out for the longer time. Question 20 says, what are the disadvantages of living a passionate life? Like, if you come to know what exactly you want to live for the rest of your life, what do you think would be the disadvantage? Question 21 says, what would you do if you were not afraid? Like, if you listen to the second episode of this podcast, I have also discussed this question in a long detail, where this episode is about like the resistance within change, and where I have discussed, like, if you have some time, you should, it's worth listening, you should try. Question 22, what would you do if you had all the money in the world? It sounds familiar, right? Like, we used to get this question, what will you do when you are made prime minister to the country, or president to the country, or the king of the world? What will you do? Question 23 says, if you have had 5 years left to live, what would you do? It's about death. Like, if you know already that you are going to live only for 5 years, like, it's about setting up priorities. Like, there are many things that we are doing or spending our time engaged with, so many things. And if you know that, as if we have got the infinite times, as if we are going to live for like thousands and thousands of years. So if you know that you are going to live only 5 years, what are those things that you are going to do? Find out, put some things into down, bring some list tasks that you are doing every day into the down, maybe remove some, add all those into the top which you need to do within 5 years or something like that. Question 24 says, if all your problems are solved, what will you do? Like, we all believe there is some problem which is stopping me of what we want to be, right? Like, something like, if this happens, I will do that. If this happens, I will do that. Something like that, we keep on, you know, making ourselves understand or making us fool that if this happens, then I will do that. So that's the question. If all your problems are solved, what will you do? Ask yourself. And at the last, how could you take the next step? Like, from where? If you know all the answers to 24 questions, if you have already written all those answers, or once you write, what would it then would be the next step? Probably if you write the answer to 24 questions, being honest to you and taking time slowly, you will have clear idea what exactly you want to do in your life. That is all about these questions. And at the final, I just want to tell you one thing. You know, you see, life, living a passionate life does not guarantee that you will be fearless. Because this is how the game of life is. You will certainly not wake up every day dancing in your pajamas and feel high every time. There is no such job in this world which will always keep you happy. This does not mean you should not go after it. Providing the answer to all questions is not the end. It's, you know, simply means you need to work really hard on yourself. It is the beginning to gain momentum to be productive. When I wrote answer to this question, what I realized that the problem is not a lack of passion for something. The problem is productivity. The problem is perception. And the problem is the acceptance. I was not productive enough. I had some perception on things about myself, which was completely wrong. And I had accepted all those things about me. So I was reluctant not to change. Sometimes, you know, you just need to work hard than just beating the bushes around. Once you answer those questions, you never know, you may find that you already enjoy something. You already are enjoying many things. You are just choosing to ignore them. Well, I wish you to be honest and courageous enough to write answer to those 25 questions. And I also wish you to live a purposeful life. Until next episode, signing off. I'm your host, Qamar Namani, and you are listening to The Qamar Namani Show. That's all in this episode this week. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or on their website if you're not using iPhone. If you got any thoughts, feedback, or suggestions for this episode or any idea for next episodes, I would love to hear from your end about how this episode can be better day by day. If you like my content, please consider subscribing to it from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or from any of your favorite podcasts you use. In this way, the podcast will appear in your feed. You can also consider sharing this episode to your favorite social media channel, and so that more people can get benefited from this. You will find all relevant links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you next time.